The National Library of Israel has published a long-lost collection of archival materials by Franz Kafka. They include, among other things, the Prague-born German-speaking writer's personal diary and a notebook in which he practiced Hebrew. Israel received the missing documents after years of searching and court battles over Kafka's legacy. 97 years after the death of Franz Kafka, his long-lost documents have been finally made accessible to the public. One of the most surprising items was the writer's notebook filled with doodles and sketches, library archivist and curator Stefan Litt told Czech Radio upon the occasion of reclaiming the papers.
We know that Kafka also did small drawings just for relaxing. Apparently, he never thought that this is big art, as he was in general very skeptic about his own writing or work. And he never intended to publish anything out of these. And we were not aware that there's another notebook kept in the Swiss bank vaults filled with those doodles and drawings. So that was a nice surprise. But after all, I mean, that doesn't really change our understanding of Kafka.
The collection was left to the National Library of Israel by Kafka's close friend Max Brod, whom Kafka had trusted to destroy all his manuscripts after his death. In the end, he refused to do so. When Brod fled Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia in 1939, he carried Kafka's papers with him in a suitcase. He went on to publish most of his works, helping to establish Kafka as one of the greatest writers of the 20th century. In his own will, Brod left the entire archive to his secretary, Esther Hofer, asking her to make sure it reached the National Library of Israel. But she held on to the documents, selling some while keeping the rest either in her apartment in Tel Aviv or in the city's bank deposits and Swiss bank vaults. It was only in 2018, when Esther Hofer's daughter died, that the notary opened the apartment to investigators to look for the missing documents. Now, after 2 years of intensive restoration, cataloguing and digitalization, the long missing documents are finally available to the public, free of charge. Apart from the notebook with Kafka's doodles and sketches, the digitized collection also includes 3 draft versions of his story Wedding Preparations, hundreds of personal letters, and a notebook in which he practiced Hebrew. Stefan Litt once again.
And when we opened it, we could find from both sides literature, sketches and drafts that Kafka wrote for his own writing. And right in the middle, there are about 8 sheets, which are totally filled with word lists in Hebrew and even small texts that he was writing in Hebrew about events of his time, about 1922, 1923. And it's interesting for us, of course, to see that he was so actively investing time in studying this language, and for Israeli citizens is very exciting, of course.